You're such an asshole.
Hello, Aaron. Thank you for all the great advice over the years. Recently, you purchased your last book on audio. Enjoyed it quite a bit. Congrats. Yes, Book of Numbers. You can also get the Better Bachelor Edition on Amazon.com, where Joker himself has written a 9-page intro. 40, male, single, no kids, living in Vegas area. I purchased a home right before the pandemic hit and paid it off this summer. Where did they go? Where have all the good guys gone? I can't find any. Where'd they go? Aside from low taxes, good weather, and convenience, I purchased here in Vegas because my family and friends in Southern California are a short drive away. However, since the pandemic hit, the socialist cult of California is turning them into nut jobs. My shit-lib family members have Trump derangement syndrome. And still? They do know he's been out of office for January. He's been inaugurated. For the better part of a year, he's been gone. Milkshake passports and mandatory milkshakes for kids. My only sibling is a struggling artist in Hollywood that's pushing middle age and using pronouns on their social media. Anything to avoid a real job, huh? You leftists, man. You guys will do anything to avoid real work. You'll change your effing pronouns, huh? And struggling at that age, that's hilarious. So he wasted, or she, I don't know, sibling. They, it, what are the pronouns?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we always got. Always got demands on Cappy's time. That's great that their life is pretty much over and they're still trying to make it in Hollywood. One of my longtime friends last week said that old JB is doing a great, Joe Biden is doing a great job in a Bay Area company I recently interviewed with asked about my milkshake status and political affiliation. Yep, not going back anytime soon. It's a knife fight. Don't even bother. I was just informed by some friends that I guess in San Francisco, as long as you don't steal anything above $900, some obscure number, the cops will not respond. Now the state patrol might, I guess, but the San Francisco Police Department will not respond. And I'm thinking maybe I just go to San Francisco and get some really great dinners. Cause I'm more than happy to take away from the left more. And I wouldn't even view it as theft. I'd be like, give me my money back. Just walk in. We're all Democrats here, right? Okay, cool. I want this, and that. See ya, bye. Open your bill, sir. No. My quest for a second home has begun. Credit has been approved. Not crazy about going from debt-free to mortgage debt again, but another residence for balance is not a bad idea. Investment, I don't have any other debt. Looking for open space, quiet life, good weather, and low taxes possible. But if possible, Nevada would remain my primary residence for Uncle Sam. I'm looking with a local attorney to create an LLC when I get a second property. Here are spots I'm looking at, not asking you to select one, just you and your audience's two cents if they have experience in these areas. Note, I've been to all these places, but I've spent more time in some than others. Central Eastern Kentucky, Louisville, Lexington. Okay, I've been to Eastern Kentucky, and they're dumb. I thought they were joking about Children of the Corn and ba-da-dum bum 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 bum. No, that was dumb. No, absolutely. And then you got to fly all the way to Kentucky, Central Eastern Tennessee, Greater Nashville area, Knoxville. I like that. I like Knoxville. Very nice town. I would go with that. Northwest Tallahassee, Florida, Destin, Pensacola, Tampa. I would say yes to Tampa. I don't know about Destin. I don't know about Pensacola. I knew Tallahassee was a crap hole. I looked at Tallahassee. I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like, it's the capital. Oh, okay. This is where all the parasites of the state come to ask for free government money. All right. I got mountainous areas of Arizona, Pace and Prescott. I like those too. Flagstaff as well. Don't forget Flagstaff. I agree. Northern areas of West Virginia. I just rode through on my motorcycle. Kind of nice, but I think a little too close to DC. Greater San Antonio area, Texas. I've driven through it. I don't mind it, but I imagine it's pretty hot. And New Hampshire. Never been there. I know the last two options have high property tax, but I still like the area, so I'll explore the pot. Please add any to the list you think it's worth a list. Boo-doo-boo-boo-doo-boo. And I say, well, where do you do the majority of your traveling? Haven't traveled much since the beginning of the disease. Once work travel begins, there's value in being more towards the middle and eastern of the U.S. since I have a place in Vegas in the West Command. Still open to Utah and Arizona in the West, if general good fit. Been to 50 all states. Okay, well, here's the problem. All right, you want a second place, you're not going to spend more. One, I don't think you should be buying a second place in the United States that is a home. All right? It's much cheaper to just go Airbnb it. But if you want to buy property and a second place be like your backup, I would go get land and then put a trailer on it. I would start very cheaply. And if that's the case, I wouldn't even be looking necessarily, because you already have your residency in Nevada, so it doesn't matter where you go. Tax purposes. So I'd be looking at Colorado where there's water coming through. If you want to be really reclused, check out Gateway, Colorado. I would also like Cortez, Durango area. But anyway, Colorado is just beautiful. Just anywhere, go to some places off a mountain range so you have water. So that brings Utah all over, because there's mountains all over, except I guess the southern part is pretty dry. But even Zion, the mountain range that is, there is water coming out of it. Cedar, that whole corridor, all the way from Salt Lake City, all the way down to St. George, you got a ton of towns. Cedar Point, Panorama, Cedar City, just got plenty of towns along that way. So I'd be taking a look at that. All of Tennessee, Texas, I'd be wide open. I can't really tell you, but I'll tell you this: if you want to be more eastern and to save time on traveling, I'd be looking at Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, right there along that stretch, a little bit to the in the plain states. Reason there's food there. There's a river that goes through it. That's what I would be doing, but it's boring. But I mean, you got to kind of evaluate your ideas. Are tax reason doesn't matter. If you're looking to move out in Nevada and reestablish residency somewhere else, okay, then you might want to look at your tax states, go consult reconnaissance man. Or also relegate yourself to Tennessee and Texas. But in terms of flying from Vegas, I'd be looking like Dallas. You're a little bit more north. San Antonio, what if you want to go north? Nah, it's going to be more time. But even then, that's going to save you a little bit of time. But with Vegas, there's so much volume coming in and out, you're saving money. Because flights are, I don't think they're cheaper in the United States anywhere else than in and out of Vegas. I really don't. So I think I would broaden your horizons, but I mean, if you wanted me to relegate to the list, Knoxville, Tennessee sounded the nicest to me. It wouldn't be bad if you were in Florida, but that's not going to help you in a survival mode. That Florida is going to be one of the first places to go. One of the first red places anyway. Not Salt Lake City or Park City. Well, if you want to be left alone, Moab. And then Gateway, Colorado, which is just over the mountains, but you got to drive around it like to get to there. I'm not a fan of San Antonio. It was too desert-like. I like Arizona, Pace of Prescott. Yeah, I would open up your trap. But here's what I'll tell you. Looking more nice communities, nature, peace, and quiet with this future second home purchase. 6 months in Vegas, 6 months in second home location. Have you considered Montana? Oh, wait, no. Yeah, in summertime. You didn't mention Wallace, Idaho. There's a place to go check out. Eastern Washington, Washington State. Bunch of places in Montana. Rapid City, South Dakota. Do not go to Wyoming. Don't go to Wyoming. I'm just trying to think in my mind. I'd go to Colorado, truthfully. You got state residency in Nevada? I'd be going to Colorado, man. Skiing, kayaking, the women are thin. I mean, Colorado is just a fun state, especially if you're not a resident. That's like you get to bang the gal and not be married. That's like you're the gal's mistress, whatever a male mistress is. Like Colorado, if you already have no state income tax because you're Nevada or you're smart, Colorado is like another man's hot wife that wants to bang you, and she's a lot of fun. And you got none of the responsibilities of paying those taxes. I do Colorado, man. I would totally do Colorado. And there's enough water and all. I think you could ski year round even. Don't quote me on that. But I know Cappy's going to be the downer. Here's the problem, man. Your second home probably is not going to be worth it unless you just bought land and kind of camped on it a little bit. I would, just the cost benefit, and I usually don't want to have a second home. What I would do, and I'm recommending this, is you got to have a plan B. I would have property overseas. Don't ask me where, I don't know. That's an Andrew Henderson question, and he's charging an egregious amount of money. Kind of not answer your question. and that's going to be my next project, as I get to go and travel. It's not travel, it's research. It's not, it actually is not going to be fun because I'm getting too old for this. But I would be going overseas. That's what I would be doing. You already have enough of real estate exposure in the U.S. market. I would get the hell out and have a plan B. So that if your buddies from California all of a sudden become the majority of all the pop and there's no safe haven and we're all like, you know, recycling human feces or whatever weird crap they'll come up with. I mean, even what didn't California, they passed a law that there has to be a gender neutral toy aisle. And I'm not against that. I mean, fine, have a gender neutral toy aisle, but shouldn't that be up to the retailers? Like, they're going to get so far up your ass on such the minutest of things that you're not going to be able to just live and be left alone. I would make sure you got a raft for the USS Titanic. Have a life raft, have a plan B. That's what I would do. So there you go. Maybe people in the chat, but I think you have not expanded your horizons wide enough, because now that you don't have to pay state income tax because you are a Nevada resident, where'd you like it the most? That's what I forget. The taxes don't matter anymore. Go. I really like Wallace. Wallace, Idaho was kind of just this quaint little town, big enough. There's stuff to do. You could go to Coeur d'Alene and Spokane if you need to go to like the big city. It's not that far away. I just like Wallace. Wallace was really nice. And Canada's right up there. You can start touring around the Canadian Rockies. Super Penguin, $54.95. New guy, $5. Do you think the government would accidentally allow the grid to fail in winter to kill off the parasites masses like in Texas to say oops? No, the government needs the parasites and the masses. That's how the government exists, is to take money from the producers and then give it to the parasites, so the parasites vote them in. What did you look at the government budget? What percent goes to supporting the parasites? All those government workers and all the politicians and all the lobbyists, all the nonprofits, they'd be out of a job. Do you know what percent of the economy? Now, it isn't really an economy, but what percent of salaries, because economy indicates you produce some, what percent of people's income comes from dealing with parasites? Like, you know, whatever, the welfare state or free healthcare, free babysitting, whatever else. Everything from the political class to nonprofits to daycare centers. No, government's not going to do that. Government will go there's a higher chance of the government out of spite and complete stupidity, either nationalizing or outright killing the producers of society out of pure greed and envy and hatred and resentment. There's a higher chance of that because they are that stupid. Look, you know, food shortage. Oh, price of food is so high. There's food shortages. Let's put in price controls. What's going to happen? This is turd flinging monkey, by the way, but this is the way everything goes with socialists. We're going to put in price controls. Now there's really no food. We're going to take over the government. We're going to take over the farms. We're going to put bureaucrats in charge who don't know anything about farming or agriculture. Oh, there's now there's really, really no food. And now we're all starving and dead. Patriarchy, capitalism. And then the final, TFM doesn't have this one. It's blaming foreign interlopers for the fact you guys killed all your farmers. You know, but go look at what happened in Zimbabwe. Go look at the Soviet Union. Multiple, what do they call starvation? So famines, multiple famines, all caused by we know better than the farmers. Competent man, $5. Why a second home unless getting ready to move or it will be his plan B? Otherwise, cheaper to stay at a hotel instead of year round. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right, competent man. I mean this guy's just got a lot of money. I just think you buy the land. in a contingency. I got to move. Competent man, $5. If he wants to buy something, buy farmland, 20, 40 acres with a small house on it that has water and can grow food. Not a second in a blue city. Correct. Correct. Hank Stamper, $5. Who the heck would buy a second home right now with Gabby Petito's killers? Who's Gabby Petito? Is still on the loose. Chris is Black, who saw his first nighttime tornado. Aaron, what's up, dude? How's your day going? Pretty good, actually. I caught up with everything. I hit the gym. I was done with the gym by 9:30 in the morning. I had breakfast, stopped at the mailbox. Now I'm back at the, I won't call it the Southern Command because Rapid's to the north, but it's not. This is the new Northern Command. I gotta stop referencing Rapid City as true north. Well, which it is. Technically, it is north. Things are going well. Nonstop Dre, $2. TFM said the welfare state has 10 more years. No, as long as we got the world's reserve currency, we're going to be okay. Well, we won't be okay. We could keep this. Hey, the world wants to keep producing stuff for our green dollars because we got nuclear weapons and they printed more of their orange dollars or paper or their purple or pink paper or whatever their color currency. That's fine. I'm just happy I was born here because, dude, we don't pay anywhere near the taxes to pay for the stuff that we deliver. We just foist our costs on the rest of the world. It's amazing. And the world takes it. The world takes it. Competent man, $5. Seen at end of Atlas Shrugged Part 3, Galt has escaped. Government officials on the phone yelling at people. Just as lights go out, goes phone dead. Was that the movie? Because that movie, you know, for all the conservative capitalist, you know, money out there, y'all didn't fund that movie worth a damn. The first part was good, and then, like, they changed actors and actresses. I'm like, okay. Maybe I should just read, like, the Cliff Notes version. No! You know who? I bet you he's got it. Thug Notes. I bet you Thug Notes has done Atlas Shrugged. I'm going to take in the Thug Notes version of Atlas Shrugged. I bet you he'll just tell me what happens in the end. Django Geek for $5. Hey, Cappy, since we have the world's reserve currency, when looking at debt to GDP for money printing, should we consider the world's GDP, not just that? Ooh, good question. Boy, I got to sit and think that one through because there would be not entirely. I'm trying to come up with a methodology. But you are right. What we would need to do is either look at what percentage of world GDP is transacted in dollars or what percent of wealth is global wealth is denominated in dollars, because that is ultimately what produces the GDP. That's without thinking about it much further. My initial thoughts is we would go maybe take an average between global GDP that is transacted or denominated in dollars and global wealth that is denominated in dollars or held in dollar denominated assets. And I would take then that percentage of global GDP and apply the US. But here's the thing. What if the US dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency? See, so that metric goes out. But good. That is the best question I think I've gotten on Asshole Consulting. That is a hell of a question, Django. Hell of a question. Django Geek again too, because we outsource so much of our production anyway. Well, we do outsource our production, but we also do higher value added things like RNA or R&D, pharmaceuticals, programming. I'm not saying the US doesn't produce real stuff. We do. We're still by far the largest economy in the world. But that is a good question to ask. But since the globe has not universally accepted the dollar and other GDP is denominated in foreign dollars, like, you can't just go anywhere in the world. Like, here's dollars. Take my, you know, give me your stuff. That doesn't happen. Competent man, $5. TFM thinks welfare state might take only a few more years. He's shocked how fast things change after Biden got in office. That's because he watches the news. If he was happy like me, he'd just have his world supply of food and he'd be done. Super Penguin, $54.95, $2. CPA or welding if you had to do it all over again? CPA. CPA because it's remote. Welding, you got to kind of be there. That's it. I think we're done. All right. Questions, answers. The notes is awesome. I got to look at his background because he ain't no dummy. It's shtick. But I think he has his doctorate in literature or something. Dre, $2. Will you do a show with TFM regarding economics? Yeah, but I don't know if it'd really be much of a show because we pretty much agree on everything. It'd be like the guys in King of the Hill. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Man. All right. See you guys later, Toodles.